Well, I've been thinking about the sort of stuff we ought to do first, and he noticed a raised hand. What, Hermione?
I think we ought to elect a leader, said Hermione.
Harry's leader, said Cho at once, looking at Hermione as though she were mad, and Harry's stomach did yet another backflip.
Yes, but I think we ought to vote on it properly, said Hermione unperturbed. It makes it formal, and it gives him authority. So, everyone who thinks Harry ought to be our leader?
Everybody put up their hands, even Zacharias Smith, though he did it very half-heartedly.
Right, thanks, said Harry, who could feel his face burning.
And what, Hermione?
I also think we ought to have a name, she said brightly, her hands still in the air. It would promote a feeling of team spirit and unity, don't you think?
Can we be the Anti-Umbridge League? Said Angelina hopefully. Or the Ministry of Magic and Morons Group? Suggested Fred.
I was thinking, said Hermione, frowning at Fred, more of a name that didn't tell everyone what we were up to, so that we can refer to it safely outside meetings.
The Defense Association, said Cho. The DA for short. So nobody knows what we're talking about.
Yeah, the DA's good, said Ginny. Only let's make it stand for Dumbledore's Army, because that's the Ministry's worst fear, isn't it?
There was a good deal of appreciative murmuring and laughter at this.
All in favour of the DA, said Hermione bossily, kneeling up on her cushion to count. That's a majority. Motion passed.
She pinned the piece of paper with all their names on it on the wall and wrote Dumbledore's Army across the top in large letters.
Right, said Harry when she had sat down again. Shall we get practising then?
I was thinking the first thing we should do is Expelliarmus, you know, the disarming charm. I know it's pretty basic, but I found it really useful.
Oh, please, said Zacharias Smith, rolling his eyes and folding his arms. I don't think Expelliarmus is exactly going to help us against you-know-who. Do you?
I've used it against him, said Harry quietly. It saved my life last June. Smith opened his mouth stupidly. The rest of the room was very quiet. But if you think it's beneath you, you can leave, Harry said. Smith did not move, nor did anybody else.
Okay,
said Harry, his mouth slightly drier than usual with all those eyes upon him. I reckon we should all divide into pairs and practice.